murder of his ex-girlfriend, Haemin Lee, and a judge vacated the conviction in 2022. The conviction was later reinstated and upheld by the Supreme Court of Maryland because the victim's family did not have adequate notice about the vacator hearing. Yesterday, Ivan Bates withdrew a motion to vacate Syed's conviction, but supports resentencing under the juvenile justice guidelines. And Anthony Brown has joined a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general calling on Congress to take action against organized retail crime. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens GM Eric DaCosta and head coach John Harbaugh met the media yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis and spoke publicly for the first time on Justin Tucker. First, DaCosta acknowledging the severity of the situation.
The allegations are serious, concerning. The amount of allegations are serious and concerning. I think we're fortunate that the league is doing an investigation. We'll wait as patiently as we can for as much information as we can, and we'll make our decisions based on that.
Harbaugh then also emphasizing the league's involvement.
The NFL is looking into it, but they're going to review it. They're going to try to gather all the facts, and hopefully we'll have an understanding of it at that time. And then once there's an understanding of it, then you have a chance to make some decisions and determinations and things like that, and that's where we're at right now.
O's were back in action yesterday in Sarasota, using the long ball to defeat the Tigers 8-7. Heston Kerstad making his case with a two-run opposite field shot in the second. Birds used eight pitchers. Charlie Morton started. Dean Kramer followed. Neither looked particularly sharp. Coming up in 30 minutes, the chase continues for the Grade 8. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Soak up the sunshine today. It's another gorgeous February day, 64. Tomorrow, showers scattered, 63. And then Friday's dry. It's cooler, 54 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 43 degrees in Westminster, 43 in Easton, and 42 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. And I can say that, happy Wednesday. In case you missed it, Congressman Byron Donalds announced yesterday he's running for governor in Florida. I'm excited about that. There are many people that are excited about it. He did it last night, actually, on Sean Hannity around 9:45. He said there was a big announcement. He made the announcement of the big announcement on social media. And, of course, everybody was speculating immediately that it was about his run for governor. Now, this is interesting. It is interesting because, Byron Donalds has mentioned before at events that I've attended that he didn't want to announce too early because, of course, you know, that does conflict, number one, with the way that he raises money. You know, he's currently a congressman there in Naples, Florida. But also, we have such a slim majority And this is kind of what I was talking to Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott on the Morning Drive about, is that he's going to have to do a lot of running around, a lot of back and forth, because he is going to have to campaign hard in Florida. Of course, he's got the name recognition. Of course, he'll raise the money. The fact that President Trump has already endorsed him means a lot. Vivek Ramaswamy also came out and endorsed him last night. You know, Vivek ran for the Oval Office in 2024, but then he is now running for the spot there for Ohio governor. And there's a lot of people supporting him as well. So if you could imagine, you know, Congressman Byron Donalds, he's got a lot of people behind him, and I'm sure he's going to work as hard as possible to win the seat. Now, some people feel as though it's a given, because everybody has been, you know, chatting about whether it was going to be Congressman Byron Donalds or at that time, even former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He was talking about running for governor. We discussed it on the show. Matt Gaetz, when he left Congress, I don't know why they still have not said anything about it. But Matt Gaetz no longer lives in Florida. He's in San Diego, California, where he has that new show, One America News. I guess, what is it called? Matt Gaetz something. I can't remember what the title of his show is, but he's no longer in Florida, like not even close. Okay. So I thought it was interesting that he kept, you know, kind of throwing out these hints as if he was going to run. But I do like the fact that he did note, you know, that Congressman Byron Donalds, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, they assisted with Governor Ron DeSantis's race way back when he was running for governor the first time around. And now Governor DeSantis is discussing more and more that his wife, Casey DeSantis, could possibly run for governor. Now, of course, you know, when you announce this early on, you hope that nobody else will jump in the race because they're not crazy enough to do it. So we'll see if Casey ends up throwing her hat in the ring. If I was any kind of consultant or GC that wasn't just out for the money, I would tell her, you're not going to win this. But unfortunately, politics is, you know, doesn't work that way. I mean, you could be in a race where you could lose big, but if they think that you're going to raise money, they'll all be there for you. Okay, DC will come running to help with your race because it's dollar signs for them, and so that's kind of how that works. So she's going to have people pushing her to run. We'll see if she takes the bait. Also, at 9:35, we are going to have Senator Justin Reedy on board with us. Senate Bill 258. It's not a shock to Senator Reedy. He did make that note on social media and to me as well. But this is going to add more fees to the fishing licenses, and I got a couple questions about this. Number one, you know, how much does this increase? Number two, does this push more people out of the state? Now, of course, people are thinking, Kim, you know, you don't think about living in Maryland because you're going to get some great fishing. But you never know. There are some people that truly enjoy fishing and they try to do it all year round. But not only that, you know, as Sean was mentioning during the morning drive, well, you're thinking about all the fees even on, you know, owning a firearm or the accessories to these firearms. Like, a lot of this stuff starts to add up. And now it's to the point where you're paying on your basic rights and basic freedoms. And this is what I talked about with the plastic bag ban. You know, once upon a time, the paper bags were free. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you're going green, quote unquote, and we've got to pay 5 to 10 cents for them. It's like, well, that's interesting because they were free 10 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, you're telling us that they're no longer free? Well, that's interesting. And it's not that they're no longer free. They just want to make money on it. And that's the sad part about this, right? It's a money grab. But, you know, back to Congressman Byron Donalds really quickly before I move on. I am worried about the votes. I know that, you know, others seem to be, you know, very secure that, you know, everything will get done and it'll be fine. I do worry about it. Is it easy to run back and forth to D.C. and Florida? Not hard, right? What is it, about a 2-hour, 20-minute flight? You know, not difficult. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be flying private a lot of the times. I just, you know, I do worry about it. It was clear from the clip we played yesterday of Governor Ron DeSantis talking about Congressman Byron Donalds and saying that he hasn't been part of the wins in Florida. I'm pretty sure he took that comment to heart, and I'm sure anybody on Byron Donalds' team here for this gubernatorial race, they're going to be thinking of ways for Byron Donalds to pick up wins in Florida. And so I could see him spending a lot of time down there. And I just hope that it doesn't conflict with what he's doing here in D.C. And I, you know what? I'm going to check out, see which committees he's on as well, because that also plays a role. We have such a thin majority that it is you know, tough. It is a difficult decision. And I'm sure many of us, you know, if you're like me, you're kind of biting your nails on some of this. So, you know, of course, I'm happy. I'm glad that he got in the race. I understand he had to pull the trigger because, you know, all this talk about Casey DeSantis. But at the same time, it's like, wow, this is pretty early. Pretty early. Real quick, because, you know, Sean and Bruce mentioned it, the story about Congressman Corey Mills. So Corey Mills, I could say, is a friend of mine. And I like Corey a lot. And there's this huge story, in case you missed it. Okay, so this story came out on a Saturday, which is great for Congressman Corey Mills, obviously. But there's a headline here. If you want to check it out, it's Politico. It's New York Post. I'm at RollingStone.com right now. The headline is Trump's D.C. prosecutor didn't sign arrest warrant for MAGA lawmaker accused of assault. That is the headline on Rolling Stones. That's their headline for yesterday. It goes further. It says Florida Representative Corey Mills, who has denied any wrongdoing, allegedly pushed and bruised a 27-year-old woman during an incident in his D.C. home. Well, this has sparked a lot of conversation because technically Congressman Corey Mills is still married to his wife. If you go back and look at any of Corey's photos, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, what have you, you will see that Corey has not been wearing his ring, I would say, for probably about a year and a half now. It's a very private matter, obviously, but he and his wife have separated for quite some time. And you also see where he has his son, Noah, a lot at the Capitol. And I think that was because they then figured out, you know, custody decisions. So that, you know, his son was with him some of the time. So, of course, he took him to work with him on some of these days. Well, anyways, a lot of people are making a big deal about the fact that, you know, this woman has come out as his, I guess, quote unquote, mistress. Now, she said this herself, okay? Her name is Sarah. She's Iranian, and she is 27 years old, as it says. And she was actually with the organization Iranians for Trump. And so she was, you know, pushing all of that through the last election cycle. A really pretty girl. She's Armenian. Of course, there are a lot of people already all over her social media accounts. And you know what? And they're saying the most vile things, too, to both her and Corey. And so, you know, it's sad because I do feel bad for this young lady. I don't think she should get the rude comments. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, what does she do? You know? So anyways, the story goes, and it's very confusing. And I think this is probably what gets him in more trouble than not, is that they were in Dubai for Valentine's Day. And she has all this. It was posted on her Instagram. And so they were in Dubai. They got back from Dubai. And she told the cops, this is what's in the police report, that they had been drinking on the flight back. You know, it's a long flight. They were drinking on the flight back. They got back to Corey's penthouse there in D.C. And they were drinking there still, right? And then they got into a little bit of an argument, is what Sarah said to the police. Well, apparently, according to Sarah's first statement, they got into the argument and he kind of pushed her and pulled her and kind of like pushed her out of the condo door, like kind of like get out of my house kind of deal, right? Into the hallway. And I don't know if that caused a bruise on her arm. I don't know. But she got out to the hallway and then called the police. So the police come. She's then, I guess, this is according to reports, she's on the phone with Corey. Because by then, I guess she starts to sober up a little bit. I don't know. By the time the police gets there. So she puts Corey on speaker because she calls him during all of this as the police arrive. Corey's then supposedly, allegedly giving her a story to give to the police. The problem is the police are standing right there and he's on speakerphone. Okay. So the whole thing is wild, right? So the cops acknowledge this, that they hear this story, right? And so then the young lady says, actually, I don't want to press charges. I don't want you guys to be here at all. Right. So she changes her story. So the big issue here, I guess, is that the cops just said, OK, and they walked away. And so her story. She then puts out a statement after the fact, because, of course, the story gets to, I think at that time it was with the New York Times. She then puts out another statement saying, you know what, actually it never happened, and I was drinking, and these bruises are actually from activities in Dubai. I guess they went jet skiing and all this other stuff. So she's saying the bruises are from there. Now, I don't know the real story, and I didn't care to ask, you know, the real story, whether or not there was physical assault there. But where it comes into play here is, as the Rolling Stone added, Trump's D.C. prosecutor didn't sign arrest warrant for MAGA lawmaker accused of assault. Because I guess at that time, once the cops show up, and this woman said that she was assaulted and they actually saw bruises on her, the cops were supposed to take action, is what I'm told. And they're saying because they didn't take action, they believe that, you know, something happened behind the scenes between Corey Mills and whoever else was involved in this. And so it's a very sad situation, because I know Corey wanted to run for that Senate seat in Florida. Do I think that he could clear this up before that? No, I don't. No, I don't, because now there is an investigation into the investigation, meaning the D.C. mayor, Meryl Bowser, she has made a statement saying that she is investigating on why the police did not arrest Corey Mills at that time. And she's also investigating on why the D.C. prosecutor did not sign an arrest warrant. So that is the story there for Corey. I know a lot of people are talking about him having an affair. That's not the case. He hasn't been with his wife for over a year and a half. It's just something that you don't announce, I guess, you know, when you're in politics, which I can understand. I can understand. I was separated for 2 years before anybody actually found out. So I get it. I get it. Especially in the Republican Party. They want you to be married and kids and go to church every Sunday and Bible school on Wednesday. It's a lot of pressure sometimes. All right. But we'll keep our eyes on the story. You know, not happy about it at all, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it because my name's not Willy Wonka. All right, right now, we are going to get to our friend Tim Hearn with the RBC Wealth Management Firm, because today's Morning Market Flash is important. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, too.
I will say that Willy Wonka, you know, in the Chocolate Factory, that was always one of my favorite movies growing up as a kid, right? Watching Charlie get the golden ticket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that was, there's no, for me, there's no movie that's been like it since. I mean, it's really, it was good. But yes,
absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. Hey, well, as far as U.S. economy, Kim, what we have today, markets across the board are looking positive. S&P 500 futures are rebounding here this morning from their four-day losing streak. And I know that's unfortunate to mention that, because the S&P suffered its first four-day consecutive losing streak of this new year, 2025. It did finish well off the worst levels we saw as of yesterday. But here this morning, Dow futures are up about 65 points. S&P 500 futures, Kim, are up 22 points. And the NASDAQ futures are up over 111 points. And some people may say, why is the NASDAQ up higher than the S&P or the Dow? And that's based on, obviously, the big artificial intelligence chip maker, NVIDIA, gaining right now here in the market. Their investors are awaiting the earnings from this market bellwether stock, NVIDIA. So futures are kind of tied right now to the NASDAQ based on this pending news from NVIDIA. And as I said, stocks are coming off a weaker session. Yesterday, S&P tumbled about 0.5%. NASDAQ lost nearly 1.4%. And the NASDAQ also, I should say, in addition to the S&P 500, did in fact log its fourth consecutive losing day. But the Dow was actually an outlier yesterday. It did have a slight advance, a slight gain of about 0.4%. But we saw a weaker than expected consumer confidence reading from the Conference Board that weighed on stocks yesterday. On Tuesday, we've seen a raft of recent reports, including the disappointing retail sales number. And as I said earlier on Monday this week, Kim, a weak consumer sentiment reading, that's really caused concern for investors. People are saying, what's the next leg for this economy to maintain its solid footing, its solid ground? So, you know, this weak consumer sentiment, these numbers have kind of spurred investors' worries around the economy. economy over last week and, of course, carrying now into this week. So, you know, as far as the overall U.S. economy on the tariff front, Trump ordered a probe into U.S. copper imports. Fairly quiet elsewhere. We are getting, again, the earnings calendar, some positive takeaways from different companies. I mentioned, of course, NVIDIA. GM is increasing their dividend by 25%. They announced a buyback to buy back another $6 billion of shares for General Motors. Amazon is actually eyeing new direction for Alexa. They're kind of overhauling their artificial intelligence. So they're hosting an event showcasing some new capabilities for Alexa, so that'll be interesting to see. Lowe's actually forecasting their annual earnings largely below estimates on cautious spending. So here we go again, tied to the consumer. So there we have it for this morning's morning market flash, Kim. We'll see how things play out again as soon as the market opens here in a few short moments, and then we'll be back, of course, on Friday morning for another wrap.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right. Glad we got the gossip and the rumor mill out of the way. Oh, wow, the rumor mill. Corey Mills. I missed something there. I wish I was quicker. All right. I'm glad we got that out of the way. But, yeah, we'll continue to watch that story because it is. It's a sad story. And, you know, we'll see what happens there. But I will say again, I doubt that he's going to be able to run for that Senate seat now in Florida, and I know that's what he really wanted. We were talking about Congressman Byron Donalds. He is running for governor there in Florida. Had to announce it kind of quickly because Casey DeSantis, it looked like she's going to throw her hat in the ring, and perhaps this is going to deter her because she knows that she can most likely not beat Byron. I got a call here. Sharon in Pikesville. Sharon, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. Of course I wanted to weigh in because I'm trying to figure out exactly what Ron DeSantis's point is. Now, look, I love Ron DeSantis. Yeah. And if in 2028 it all shakes out that he's the nominee, I will vote for him. However, let's look at what Byron Donalds contributed to the 2024 election, and let's look what Ron DeSantis contributed. Byron Donalds went into barbershops and community centers and churches and spoke specifically to black men.
Yeah.
That resulted in President Trump getting almost 40% of the black male vote.
Yeah.
What Ron DeSantis did was he ran against President Trump and tried to prevent him from being the president. And I forgive him, but he cannot expect President Trump to endorse his wife for anything or endorse him for anything, given what transpired. So, yeah, I know that Ron DeSantis is criticizing Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds got Florida a really big win. He got Donald Trump reelected as president.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm all in. I'm all in on Team Byron. I don't understand if Casey DeSantis is smart, she'd see the handwriting on the wall. Byron Donalds is the nominee. You know Trump's record on in the primaries. And
right.
Everyone he endorses pretty much becomes the nominee, so.
Right, right.
As far as I can tell, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm a consultant and I was nebulous, I'd go in there and say, yeah, you can still beat him, but you have to be honest. I hope her husband, who's the governor, is not. The only reason that Ron DeSantis is the governor is because of President Trump.
Yeah.
He almost lost to Andrew Gillum, you know, that maniac.
Oh, that was a whole other story.
Yeah, the first election.
Yeah.
He was losing to Gillum.
Yeah.
And he only beat Gillum like a point and a half.
You're right. I forgot about that, Sherry.
Yeah, because President Trump, and they tried to steal it from him. And President Trump sent his Justice Department in there to stop the steal from Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
I remember all of it. And I still, like I said, if he's the nominee, I'm going to vote for him. But on this, I'm all in on Byron. I'm glad to hear it. He's earned it. He's worked hard. I hope he gets it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're still on the air, dear.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Sarah. You too. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. And so look at that. Sarah bringing up some memories there. And she's right. That Andrew Gillum. Remember that story? Whew. Whew, man. That was quite a story right there. You know, Florida dodged a bullet. And she's right. Governor Ron DeSantis better thank his lucky stars. And this is what former Congressman Matt Gaetz is pointing out. You know, Byron Donalds, Matt Gaetz, there were so many people that were campaigning for Ron because President Trump endorsed him. And basically Trump put out, you know, the memo. Like, here, we're going to get DeSantis in office because the last thing we want is Gillum. But Andrew Gillum, that story was wild. I don't know if you guys recall, but he stepped out on his wife and family with another man. I remember that story because it went viral. And there were so many people in the Black community that were completely, I mean, they were just devastated by the news. Obviously, wife, kids, gorgeous family. That was wild. Sharon, thank you for bringing that that memory back. Oh, my gosh. All right. Coming up next, we are going to be joined by Senator Justin Reedy. We're not going to hold him too long here. We are going to talk about Senate Bill 258. It does add more fees, and it raises the rate there on the fishing license. Now, again, to preface this, Senator Justin Reedy said that he was not shocked to see that the fee went up. But I think a lot of people are shocked to see how much it went up. And then when you're talking about everything that everybody's already dealing with, was it really the time to tack another fee here, even considering you haven't raised the fee on fishing licenses so long? You know, what was it to give it another, you know, another election cycle? I don't know. We'll talk to Senator Justin Reedy about that when we get back. Also, more information out for Ravens Justin Tucker. We'll talk about those allegations as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump agenda takes another step forward. House Republicans have passed a huge budget bill. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax relief, as well as a couple of trillion in spending cuts. The United States and Ukraine have come to terms on an economic deal, allowing the U.S. to mine Ukraine's vast store of rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky may visit Washington on Friday to talk more about it. Ukraine also seeking security guarantees with the U.S. A near miss on the runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempted to land had to climb back into the sky to avoid a small business aircraft that was crossing the runway. The Southwest jet was able to land and no one was injured. Pope Francis said to be resting comfortably in a hospital in Rome, this after a peaceful night's sleep. More details at srnnews.com.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
In 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners! Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Aside from fielding questions about Justin Tucker, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta in full roster building mode in Indianapolis yesterday for the NFL Player Combine. DaCosta acknowledging some help he gets from a Ravens player.
Lamar's got a great voice. He's a student of the game. He watches players. He knows talent. Does love the Miami guys and the Florida guys. He's a stakeholder. He's a partner. He's earned that right to have that type of input.
Meanwhile, Tomoyuki Sugano will make his Orioles debut this afternoon in Bradenton, Florida against the Pirates. His catcher will be Gary Sanchez. Neither speak English. Neither speak each other's native language. Sugano acknowledged the barrier, but said it should be no problem.
He was catching for Masahiro Tanaka before, so I think he understands how to catch Japanese pitchers, and it was very easy pitch for him.
Sugano, Sanchez, and their translators on display today in Bradenton. And finally, last night in D.C., the chase continued for the Grade 8.
Strome, the conductor, comes cross ice for Carlson. Let's get four!
Call on Monumental, number 30 on the season for Alex Ovechkin, 883 on the career. He's 12 away from the record, but it wasn't enough as the Caps fall to the Flames 3-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, got some big boy basketball tonight in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
It's not quite spring yet, but it certainly feels like it. With the mild temperatures we still have today, we'll continue to enjoy some comfortable weather the rest of the week. Sunny and 64 today. There's a slight chance of a shower late tonight. And tomorrow we do have some rain, but the showers are scattered, not a washout. 63. Friday, sunny and dry. Cooler, 54 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
We're back in the Miller's yard, who now use True Green. The lawn started looking like a golf course, and PGA golfers made it their favorite stop. Get a PGA Tour quality lawn for as little as a dollar a day at TrueGreen.com. Exclusions apply. See TrueGreen.com for details.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's no secret that there is a lot of chaos going on in Annapolis. And, you know, it's only a 90-day work session. So they got to wrap this chaos up here coming up soon. But we were talking about a lot of different House bills that have been hit the floor, but we haven't been talking a lot about the Senate bills that have been hitting the floor. And I'm very happy to be joined by my friend, Senator Justin Reedy. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Good, good. I'm not going to hold you. I know you got a lot of work to do up there. We appreciate all of your service, and please give us the love there to all the Republicans that are trying to hold the line there, because we are praying for you guys every single day.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. There's no question about that.
Yes, yes. And I know you're working on a lot of different things, but I did see come across my timeline, Senate Bill 258. Now, I did preface people earlier because you did note that you were somewhat expecting it, but I guess it's a bit different than what some people were expecting. If you could just go ahead and explain a bit what Senate Bill 258 is and what might be happening here if it does pass.
Yes, yeah, so Senate Bill 258 was proposed by Governor Moore's Department of Natural Resources to raise the fee for angler fishing licenses in the state for residents, and also raise them significantly for people coming from out of state. And the money does go not just into like the general fund. It does go into funds that are supposed to help with maintaining, you know, the fish and wildlife and some of what DNR does to manage fisheries. But so in a vacuum, if this was one bill and we were not in a state that had raised over 300 taxes and fees, this would be maybe a little bit of a different discussion.
Yeah.
I don't ever really want to support a fee going up or a tax going up. But if something is to actually pay for something that it's a user fee, there's some, as I tweeted after my first tweet, there's some level of appropriateness to it. In this case, we're more than doubling some of these fees on residents. We're increasing fees on out-of-state residents. Now, I did go and look, and some of the states around us, their out-of-state fishing licenses are higher. So this morning, I'm actually going to offer an amendment just to strike out the fee increases for residents.
Okay.
Because I think right now, even though the fee hasn't gone up for a long time, what happens in Annapolis is they look at everything at times in little silos. And they go, well, this is just about this program or this program. And you have to understand, Marylanders are being crushed by the overwhelming force of all the fees and taxes that have been going up. And so I don't think if we've waited, you know, a long time for this fee and it's not been raised, I think we could wait a little bit longer and not add to the burden for Marylanders who want to go fish and enjoy their time. And so I'm, you know, going to present that on the floor of the Senate. I'm not sure that it will be supported, but I'm going to make the fight because I think we don't need to be adding more cost of living burden to Marylanders. It's about a $3 million tax increase. I mean, which is, you know, $3 million in the context of some of what we've heard from Thurman doesn't sound like a lot, but for people who go fishing or get temporary fishing licenses, seniors, young people that want to go out, it's another added cost, and I just don't think we need to do it right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, I know you said you're going to introduce it and see whether or not they will take to it. I will say this, Senator, it seems to me that the Senate is at least a little bit more conservative than the House. Am I right in that assessment?
I mean, you definitely have to grade on a curve in Annapolis when we say conservative. What I will say is you're seeing some really wacky, terrible, lefty, weird bills coming out of the House. We haven't really had a lot of that in the Senate. We've actually not had a lot of bills pass yet, which I generally think is a good thing. In the Senate, actually, we've passed a few modest anti-crime bills that failed in the House last year, but we're passing them back over again. But this is one of the first ones that's come out to the floor. We're midway through session. A lot of the bills pass in the second half of session, as I know you know. So we're starting to really get into the crunch of when bills are coming out of committee. This is really one of the first ones that's come to the floor. There's another the bill raising some other fees on nurseries. Not like plant nurseries, and Senator Hershey's kind of holding that up to talk about that. So we're starting to see some of these things come out, and we wanted to put our foot in the sand and say, hey, I know everybody's distracted by talk of all these major tax hikes that are being proposed, and I'm hoping we can stop those in the Senate, and we're fighting for that. But we need to just be sure we're not going to let anything sneak by without making sure, hey, this is adding cost to Marylanders at a time when people really can't afford it. And even if it's something that is for a dedicated fund like fisheries, let's slow down and say we could probably wait another year or two. We've raised over 300 taxes and fees combined, whether you count what the legislature has done or what Governor Moore has done in his agencies just by regulation. They've raised all these taxes and fees already. So we need no more. That's my position.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you taking that position. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Senator Justin Reedy. Senator, I did want to ask you about the energy crisis and Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. I saw where Governor Westmore did a town hall with Armstrong Williams about 2 weeks ago, and he was asked about MPRP, and he was asked about whether or not he agreed with eminent domain or moving forward of the transmission lines and that project. And he really did a great job dancing around it to the point where I wasn't quite sure where he stood on some of this. I mean, it was he danced really well. I was wondering.
I think that was by design. I think that was by design that he's trying to say everything and say nothing. He has come out and said he doesn't like the project and doesn't want it to move forward in its current form, which I appreciate he at least said that. But the deal is this. The Public Service Commission is appointed by him.
Right.
Now, he can say, I know he told Armstrong Williams, that's their call. He doesn't have anything to do with that. He appointed them. He can't. Statutory, the governor can't literally order them to do something. But the governor can, and I hope he is quietly, but it wouldn't hurt if he did it more forcefully, make it very clear this needs to be slowed. I mean, I want to stop it, as you know.
Yeah.
At the very least, this needs to be slowed way down and really looked at the over, you know, talk about, you know, Kim, they love to talk about root causes when it comes to a 16-year-old bludgeoning someone with a baseball bat, but this is the root cause of all root causes. Our energy production in the state is way too low. Well, we are talking about that a lot this session, which is good, and there are bills in. Some of them are better than others as far as addressing it. So we need to take some time, and we need to get our state's energy production back up before we start laying power lines as a triage for lack of energy. And this, and as you know, the NPRP line, and I know a lot of your listeners know, doesn't even really bring any power to Maryland anyway.
Right.
But the argument for it is we need more power coming into the state. So we need to deal with those underlying causes. And Governor Moore did a great job of dancing around, not being very, being very noncommittal. But I'm hoping and certainly pushing for him to make sure the PSC stops this project.
Yeah. And Senator Reedy, before I let you go, I know you got a lot of work to do. Do you believe that Governor Moore, because I did see where they're no longer going to cut from DDA, right, the disability, because they were talking about cutting $200 million there. Do you see where we actually tackle this billion-dollar deficit? Do you think that they'll finally kick, whether it's called the Kerwood Commission or a blueprint, to the side? And of course, even with that vein, have you heard any more about the red line and whether or not that's going to come to fruition?
I don't understand how he could have put $60 million into his budget for a red line study when it's obvious the red line is not going to happen. I think that's going to get chopped, in, at least on the Senate side of the budget process.
You know,
the Senate and the House both work on the budget and kind of have their own versions, and then it gets reconciled. The governor's budget is proposed as he proposed, and now we have. So, the bottom line is I think the red line will hopefully get chopped. That DDA thing that he restored, they restored money for this year that had been cut, the current year we're in. The cuts are still on the chopping block for next year. My attitude is at this point, with the bad news that keeps coming to our state, because a lot of it's self-inflicted, it's a $3 billion deficit, but really it's probably more, particularly if Washington continues to reduce actually follows through and passes budgets that reduce spending long term, we're going to take a hit in Maryland, which I think we need to cut spending in Washington. So we really have got to get serious about making major changes to how large and bloated our state government is. And so that's been a big message for me down here, even beyond being against tax increases. You can't just be against tax increases because you got to cut spending. We have to balance the budget. And so Republicans, we've made several suggestions, proposals, and we're going to continue to roll them out now that we have the budget fully in the General Assembly. So we look forward to letting our folks, friends like you, know and help us to trump it, because there's some common sense changes in spending and government practices we have to do so that we can get our budget back in balance.
Yeah, I agree with you. Senator Justin Reedy, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to come on. And we appreciate you fighting for us. And hopefully we'll see some true leadership in the next few weeks here. I know you guys will, you know, like you said, you're right there in the middle of the 90-day session. So hopefully it all happens quickly. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me. And good morning to all the listeners. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. That was Senator Justin Reedy. And I didn't want to keep him because I know that he's got to get on the floor. But, you know, we were talking about Senate Bill 258 that is going to raise money on the fishing license. And if you heard there, Senator Justin Reedy is going to take to the floor and ask that they do not increase it right now at a time where we're seeing so many fees and taxes and inflation on everything else. Perhaps he could get a delay. As he mentioned there with the DDA, and I guess I kind of misspoke there because they didn't take it completely off the table, that $200 million they're going to cut. You know, we talked about this yesterday. It's just a delay. But it does give those that are depending on disability a little bit of relief so they don't have to scramble so quickly. But, of course, they're still looking, you know, to the future on that one. But perhaps they can do something like that with Senate Bill 258. Perhaps. If you want to weigh in on what you just heard, 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. If you want to text me in the text line, you can. If you haven't already, download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store, and that way you can tune into the show at any point in time. And then also, don't forget, the question of the day, you can also get to that at the app, too. And I wanted to introduce the question of today to you, which is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's at WCBM.com. And as Senator Justin Reedy mentioned there, there's a lot of changes that are happening in the federal government, as you all know. And the question today is, do you think recent government job cuts will cause a mass exodus from the state of Maryland? That's the question. Do you think recent government job cuts will cause a mass exodus from the state of Maryland. Here's why I said. I said, yes, I do believe it's going to cause a mass exodus. Because think about it. A lot of those people, they live in Maryland because they have a cushy government job, okay? You take that out of the equation, and they're going to look for a new job. I mean, why wouldn't you go move somewhere where there's less property taxes, right? Where there's less taxes and fees, where you're not paying on food deliveries, where you're not paying on your fishing license, where you're not paying more for your firearm or your firearm accessories, where you're not paying, you know, for paper bags. I mean, think about it. Again, what is the incentive to stay in Maryland? There isn't one. The school system is deplorable. We're going to talk about that, too, because Project Baltimore has some new graduation rates that have come out. And so that is the question of the day. Go to WCBM.com. Take part in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think government job cuts will cause a mass exodus in Maryland? So far, 57% of you say yes. 43% of you say no. I think this is an excellent question. Comes from our marketing manager, Jonathan. He was all over it. I love it. I've got Scott in Middle River. Scott, you were hearing about the increasing for the fishing license, yes?
Yeah, I sat on the committee. I was asked to sit on it representing fishermen.
Okay.
And we met four times down in Annapolis. It was a pretty good-sized group of guys. There was freshwater fishermen there. There was sports fishing store representatives, saltwater fishing. I am a member of the Maryland Bass Nation. I'm the conservation director for them, and I've done a lot of stuff with DNR over the years. And so they presented to us the reasons why it was necessary to ask for a fishing license increase. And basically, there hasn't been an increase for, I think it was 1997.
Yeah.
That the last time the fishing license was increased. So we were shown all the facts and figures of how much that it cost them to run their hatcheries, and just the expenses. We were given detailed information about it. So we sat down, we looked at what all the other states are charging, in particular charging Marylanders if they want to fish in Pennsylvania or, West Virginia, whatever. And we found that we were really being, just like Trump with the tariffs, we were getting banged harder than what we were banging them, so to speak.
Okay.
And so this plan to raise the license fees should run us, when I say us, meaning the state of Maryland, which I'm retired, I'm not working for the state, should run us for the next, I believe it was at least 15 years out, that there would not be a need for increase, that the funds generated would keep our hatcheries going and the programs going that help sustain the great fishery that we have here in Maryland.
Okay.
That's
all right.
The reason why. Believe me, I'm a conservative Republican, okay? I am not one that wants to raise fees on anything, but this is one that was like way overdue. And if we want to maintain the quality of the fishery and our hatchery,
right.
We need the money.
Scott, let me ask you this, because I got caught up on a break here. Let me ask you this. Why did it take so long to do the increase? Why has it been since 1997?
Well, I guess I can't answer that, but I mean, if it would have been sooner, people would have said, why raise them already? You know, it's gone this far. And again, I'm a senior. So my own senior license is going to jump from $5 to $12. And it's everybody's got to share a little bit of the responsibility, take a little bit of the load. If you want to maintain the fishery that we have, and I do, then we need to raise these fees. It's strictly a user fee. You don't fish, you don't pay it. And most of the fishermen I know, when they're presented with the facts, will agree, yes, we understand and we're willing to pay a couple more dollars out of our pocket. To sustain the fishery and to keep the DNR budget in the black, so to speak, where it concerns us.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in and dropping a lot of knowledge on us. We'll continue this discussion when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The American people, in overwhelming numbers, support what the president is doing. They support this cut. 80% support deporting criminal illegal immigrants. 76% support a full-scale effort to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. 76% support closing the border. 70% support keeping men out of women's sports and declaring there are only two genders. Now, to these congressmen and women, I will tell you, 60%+ cutting government spending, ending the ban on offshore drilling. If you just look at these numbers, it is overwhelmingly a 70-30, 80-20 issue.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The election is officially over, but is your money still at risk? We still have a staggering $35 trillion in debt. Interest on this debt now costs more than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. On top of that, we're still feeling the consequences of the brutal inflation we saw under Biden and the global chaos ripping across the globe. That's why thousands of concerned Americans are turning to precious metals to help hedge against these threats. And they're reaching out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make it happen. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Right now, they're offering a free gold and silver kit to help you diversify your savings. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinnie Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnieSteo.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
USAID is one of the organizations that funded the BLM riots that killed 30 people and caused $2 billion in damage. They used George Floyd's death, not murder, to destroy Donald Trump. Trump's presidency. And oh, Thor's hammer is coming down. God's hammer is coming down. Justice is coming for the people who did this to us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the fishing license increase. Also, don't forget the question of the day. It's at WCBM.com right now, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the recent government job cuts will cause a mass exodus from Maryland? Right now, it's a 50-50 split. 50% say yes, 50% say no. If you want to weigh in on either of those, you can. I've got Dave and Glenn Burney. Dave, you wanted to weigh in on the increase in fishing license?
Yeah, well, I wanted to know, is it both residential or private and commercial fishing licenses going up?
That is correct, yep.
Well, doesn't that mean the price of my crabs that I get in the summer from and the price of fish, that's all going to go up then, right?
Well, that's what it seems to me, but, you know, it's... I guess, you know, when you heard our last caller explain, you know, why it had to go up, I guess to maintain, you know, are you willing to pay more for crabs and everything else? I mean, those prices, I feel like, fluctuate anyways.
Yeah, but they've been high the last couple of years. And that last guy, that's, you know, he's got a private license. I'm wondering how much more the commercial people, they're not going to just pay a couple of dollars more. I'll bet you they're paying a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, hopefully, because Senator Justin Reedy, I don't know if you heard what he was on, but he's going to take to the floor and see if he could get a delay on it, at least for residential.
Yeah, so well, that's what I had to say.
Yeah, no, thank you, Dave. I think it was great. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. You know, it's tough. It is tough because you are going to see a rise in prices. But I guess, you know what? I look at, like, crabs and all that other stuff. That's why I always see on the menu, it's like market price. You know what I mean? I just assume that it's going to be expensive. I already assume that when I go to order it. I've got George in Pikesville. George, I got about a minute.
Yeah. I was in Middle River at a doctor's appointment. You're fracking strong King Street. I'm very impressed. Very nice building. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. This overreach of my West will cause a downturn And also, as far as the public, federal employees of 15,000 not coming to work, look at the effect of Woodlawn Security Mall. So it's very depressing.
Yeah.
It does not portend well for the rest of the area. But I'm just horrified at what I'm seeing. But the No More campaign is hilarious. So whoever's doing that, more power to them.
Yeah. No, a lot of people are getting a kick out of that. George, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. And, you know, that's an interesting question. Do you think the recent government job cuts will cause a mass exodus from Maryland? I do believe it will. 44% of you right now say yes. 56% of you say no on WCBM.com. That's our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Please go ahead and take part in that poll. It's a very good question. It really is. In the text line, John says, so does the state want less water recreation? If so, tax it. That's the way to do it. Yeah. You know, that is the way to do it. If your license goes up from $5 to $12, that's a big increase. That's a big increase. Let's be honest. All right, coming up next, we'll stay on this topic. Also, we're going to talk about Justin Tucker and Baltimore City schools. Back in the news.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support